You are listening to Passport Talks, a podcast on how to become a true cosmopolitan, how to travel the world without visas, create a safe haven for your family, and access top-notch education and healthcare with a second passport or residency.
How to sponsor an immigrant for citizenship or residency. When immigrants lack sufficient funds to remain in the country, they can seek assistance from a sponsor. The role of a sponsor is to assure the government that the immigrant will receive necessary financial aid throughout their stay. Sponsors can vary and include family members, friends, corporations, or individuals from diverse backgrounds. Responsibilities involved in sponsorship. Sponsorship encompasses various commitments, with different types of sponsorship carrying distinct obligations. Financial sponsorship, for instance, entails assuming financial responsibility for an immigrant, ensuring they do not rely on public assistance. It is important to note that sponsorship does not entail assuming liability for the immigrant's debts or bankruptcy. These actions do not impact the sponsor's finances or personal information. In challenging situations, sponsors must provide the immigrant with sufficient financial means to support themselves at a living wage. If the immigrant unlawfully receives welfare benefits, the financial sponsor may be required to reimburse the national government for those benefits. Refusal to repay the debt may result in legal action taken by the government. This obligation is applicable, for instance, to sponsors in the U.S. until the immigrant becomes a U.S. citizen, works in the U.S. for a specified period, or leaves the country. Certain programs, such as ambulance services, infectious disease testing and treatment, and workplace training partnership programs, are not the sponsor's financial responsibility. Bankruptcy does not absolve the sponsor of their obligations. They remain responsible for the immigrant until the visa or sponsorship contract expires. Even after divorce, sponsors remain financially responsible for their former spouse. Accommodation sponsorship, on the other hand, solely entails providing a place to stay for a specified period without any financial commitment from the sponsor. This sponsorship form is commonly used in homestay programs for students or refugees. Those providing accommodation must fulfill certain minimum obligations, ensuring the immigrant has all necessary everyday amenities and adequate living space. Additionally, all adult members of the sponsor's household must agree to the sponsorship. Migration authorities may conduct checks to ensure the immigrant's living conditions are suitable, including screening adult family members of the sponsor for criminal records. Sponsorship cannot be contingent on the immigrant working in exchange for accommodation. The immigrant must have the right to work in the country with a valid residence permit and an employment contract. The duration of accommodation sponsorship may be specified in a contract, agreement, letter, or legislation. If a sponsor wishes to end their housing obligation before the immigrant's arrival, they must inform the migration authorities to arrange a new sponsor. Once the immigrant arrives, the sponsor must notify the immigration authorities of the withdrawal of sponsorship, providing at least 2 months' notice to the immigrant. Who can act as a sponsor? Immigrants can be sponsored by various entities, including individuals, organizations, and even governments. Individual sponsors can come from various backgrounds, such as friends, family members, colleagues, or acquaintances. However, they must possess a legal residency status in the country, which can be in the form of a permanent residence permit, citizenship, or a minimum of 6 months of valid residency. For an individual to act as a sponsor, they must meet certain criteria outlined in the migration law, including being of legal age, having a clean criminal record, and meeting the income threshold specified in the law. Organizations often sponsor immigrants for employment and educational purposes or serve as hosts for various events. In many countries, organizations must obtain a sponsorship license or pay a state sponsorship fee. At a governmental level, different countries sponsor meetings and conferences while also developing sponsorship programs specifically for refugees. These programs provide refugees with housing, access to employment or training opportunities, and a monthly allowance to support their resettlement process. Sponsoring family members in obtaining residence permits or citizenship. Sponsorship is crucial in securing an immigrant visa based on family reunification. Immediate family members can have their visa and permanent residence permit applications submitted by citizens and holders of permanent residence permits. In certain countries, sponsorship is not merely an option, but a requirement. To sponsor a family member's application, it is necessary to complete a form designed for foreign relatives. This form establishes the recognition of the immediate family relationship and must be submitted either prior to or simultaneously with the individual immigrant's application. Different countries have specific immigration laws determining who can act as sponsors for immigrants. Spouses, children, parents, and partners are commonly eligible sponsors, while siblings of the applicant are less frequently considered. When evaluating eligibility for sponsorship, the following factors are taken into consideration. 1. The sponsor's ability to financially support the family member throughout their intended stay without relying on public funds. 2. The authenticity and closeness of the relationship between the sponsor and the immigrant. 3. The requirement of not sponsoring someone else for a certain period before applying for sponsorship. Friends or acquaintances as sponsors. Friends or acquaintances of foreign individuals often act as sponsors for short trips to a country. In contrast, for residence permits, they can sponsor refugees or participate as co-sponsors for other permit types. Visitor visa sponsorship involves friends inviting guests for short-term stays and applying for visas on their behalf. Migration authorities require a certain confirmation from sponsor friends, including the nature of the relationship with the visitor, proof of the visitor's intention to return home, such as work or study dependency, evidence of financial capability to cover travel expenses, and confirmation that both the guest trip and the sponsor's own expenses can be covered financially. In the case of refugee sponsorship, a friend or any other person can act as the sponsor. The sponsor typically provides accommodation for refugees. Immigration authorities check the sponsor and all adult family members for criminal records. The sponsor must also demonstrate suitable living conditions for all family members, including refugees. A friend can participate as a co-sponsor for other types of residence permits. This situation may arise when an immigrant seeks to reunite with family, but the family members themselves cannot fully sponsor the immigrant. In such cases, if allowed by the immigration laws of the country, a friend of the applicant can act as a co-sponsor. Employer's sponsorship for working in another country. Employer sponsorship entails accepting the foreigner as an employee and guaranteeing the country's visa authorities that the employee will become a legal resident worker. Under the sponsorship, employers commit to employing foreign workers in the designated positions they were hired for and offering them salaries comparable to those of local citizens in the same roles. The employer's visa sponsorship involves submitting documents to the immigration office, which must adhere to prescribed formats and include employment-related information. The accompanying cover letter should express the employer's willingness to employ the individual. For instance, in the UK, employers must obtain a sponsorship license from the Immigration Office before hiring foreign workers. In other countries, the process may involve completing government forms and paying relevant government fees to obtain the necessary permit. Sponsoring employers have several responsibilities, including monitoring the immigration status of their employees, maintaining copies of passports and current work visas, tracking and recording employee attendance, ensuring up-to-date contact details, and notifying immigration authorities in case of any issues, such as an employee's absence from work. To be approved as a sponsor by the migration authorities, employers must have a clean record concerning immigration, fraud, and money laundering offences. Sponsorship in obtaining citizenship or residency by investment. Sponsorship plays a crucial role in investment-based programs for acquiring citizenship or residency, outlining the eligibility criteria and payment methods for sponsors. In Caribbean citizenship programs, sponsors can invest on the applicant's behalf. However, sponsors must cover the due diligence fee as part of their sponsorship responsibilities. Individual sponsors must provide certain documents, including photocopies of passports, a criminal record certificate, proof of legal income, a reference letter from a bank, and bank statements from the previous year. If the sponsor is a company, they must submit corporate documents confirming the shareholders' ownership interest, the company's financial statements, and evidence of income sources. European investment residence programs commonly require that investments and fees be paid from the applicant's account. Sponsors may transfer funds to the applicant's account for various reasons as permitted by the program's regulations. That's it for this episode about migration sponsorship. Visit immigrantinvest.com for detailed information about specific investment programs or to book a meeting with Immigrant Invest lawyers who can help find answers to tricky questions. Take the next step towards your global opportunities and secure your future with Immigrant Invest. And see you in the next episodes of Passport Talks.
You are listening to Passport Talks, a podcast on how to become a true cosmopolitan, how to travel the world without visas, create a safe haven for your family, and access top-notch education and healthcare with a second passport or residency.